The Ag Research Service is doing a study to see if mastitis resistance can be genetically engineered into dairy cows. Dr. Bob Wall of the ARS says they built a transgene that included the genetic code for producing a naturally occurring antimicrobial protein. They transferred that gene to young calves, waited till they matured, and then infected them with mastitis.
Then we watched a number of parameters, including body temperature, and sure enough, in the non-transgenic animals that we infected, their body temperature jumped within 24 hours of infusing the bacteria in their mammary gland, as one would expect, an indication that they were infected. We also collected milk every 6 hours and tried to culture the bacteria back out of the milk. Well, in the control animals, we had no problem. The bacteria grew just fine. But in the transgenic or genetically engineered animals, no bacteria grew from their milk. Obviously, the bacteria had been killed completely. And we found that the bacteria had been killed as soon as 6 hours after we had infused the milk. One of the real good indicators of a cow having mastitis is an increase in so-called somatic cells in the milk, immune cells invading the mammary gland to try to protect the animal against the bacteria infection. And in the control animals, those cells increased from about 30,000 to about 30 million within 24 hours of our infection. But again, in our genetically engineered cows, there was no increase at all.
How soon might this technology be available to commercial dairy producers?
It's going to be a while before this research project finds its way into the dairy industry. We were asking for the very first time, can you use genetic engineering to increase disease resistance in an livestock animal? And I think we've answered the question yes, but now we have to refine the project, because we don't know whether lysostaphan is going to affect downstream processing of the milk, and we have to test that, and we actually don't know, though we think we know, what would happen when somebody drinks that milk with lysostaphan in it, and we have to test that. So I'd say we're about 10 years away from, if everything works correctly, we're about 10 years away from having AI studs having semen with this gene in it.
Dr. Bob Wall of the Ag Research Service of USDA.